Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Master Blaster.
Master Blaster. That was fun.
Say, hey, Carla, who runs Bartertown?
Hey, Carla, who runs...
No.
No, you're answering with Master Blaster.
You say, you're like, God, Master Blaster run Bartertown. Hey, who runs Bartertown?
Master Blaster.
Also, Mike, I just found out the koozies are 94% effective against STDs.
By the way, these koozies, we didn't mention this in any of the advertising, these are the Magnum koozies. I would say, F it, and then a stop sign would come rifling through our window.
You would put them up because the last time you put them up, the last thing you said on the show before you put them up is, I'm not putting them up. And then you put them up.
Yeah. Have a good memory.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine. And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hi, everybody. You know, as the population expands in my wonderful home city of Fort Myers, Florida, I believe we have finally reached critical mass in what I like to call hyper-aggression when it comes to driving.
So really over the top?
Very, very over the top. We'll get to that in a second, but we have a very special guest joining us right now, and I happen to know her intimately. Let's bring her in
this
here.
This is always gross when you go in that direction.
Oh, my God, Mike.
Hi.
That's awkward.
What?
Know her intimately. Well,
you have been with her?
Yeah.
Carnally?
Oh, God.
The mother of my child. Well, I mean, that's where babies come from.
It's true.
The birds and the bees.
You must explain it to me in detail in another episode.
She is the merchandising manager for the Mike O'Mara Show and the customer relations director for the Mike O'Mara Show. And I will say right out of the gate, a compliment going out to you, Carla.
I'll take them.
And the great and powerful Oz, because I believe we have upped the game as far as customer service is concerned.
Yes.
And
Oz is fantastic.
I am pleased. I am pleased at that. It's wonderful.
You know, it might be beneficial to your relationship if she laid off on the praise on Oz, because I felt a little negativity attached to Mike when you were talking about it before the show.
See, we're becoming very close. We have a really good relationship.
Yeah, I know. He and I are close too, but I'm not making anyone uneasy with it.
Rob, that's just me, okay?
I guess. It's been an interesting few weeks with major, major changes here.
Oh, and all for the better.
Why don't you just calm down?
No, a positive light and just everything going well. And
really
so
good-looking people.
Why don't you get that windscreen so you can get right up on the microphone?
You want my mouth to be close?
Now, see.
She's being naughty.
No one wants that.
Is that better?
That's
uncomfortably
better.
Close.
That's very good. Welcome to the show. Major news that I alluded to right before we went on here in Cascade Acres. Now, Cascade Acres, not to be confused with my former neighborhood of Cocoonville, not to be confused with where I go to play golf, known as Happy Valley. Cascade Acres is... the community I've lived in. How many years have we lived here?
Close to four.
4 years. And it is, it's nice. We have neighbors around that we get along very well with.
Okay, fine.
Okay, yeah. Well then, fine. It's great, Kathy. We're here.
It's what I kind of feel like right now. I feel like Mark Consuelos.
Oh my God, I love you, Rob.
You know this is not going to be a permanent arrangement, right? You're aware of that. You have a day job.
It's not.
Third chair.
And that's fine with me.
History has shown my third chair on
this
show.
Well, make me feel comfortable, why don't you?
No, I'm fine.
What happened? Like, all of a sudden you're picking on me?
I'm not picking on you.
It's nice to have you here, but history has shown third chair is not a permanent position.
Hey, Rob, now, calm down.
Look out.
See, that's where his ego comes in. That's where his healthy ego comes into play, because he is second.
Don't worry, Rob.
He knows he is second chair.
Nothing to worry about.
He is second chair.
Mike, I've known this for a while.
There you go. Oh, yeah, well, I mean, you said something that was very nice when all the upheaval happened, and you know, it's been tumultuous. But here in the neighborhood, about 2 weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, but I think it was more like 2 weeks ago, they started spray painting areas on the sidewalk, areas on the road out front, areas on the lawn in front of our house. They
Jets were marking and sharks.
They were marking it. No, it was not graffiti, Rob, but thank you.
So it was funny because we get out of the car and Mike's like, why is there a white line in our grass? And I said, I don't know. Like, is it just us?
What are they doing? And then I realized that during Hurricane Ian, the people, there are massive amount of generators in this neighborhood.
Yeah.
Everybody got sold the generator.
Yeah.
This falls into the category of, I don't think we ever did it on the show, Rob, things we don't need.
No, but you did discuss it. Yeah. I remember
roofing,
you teased it. Yeah.
Generators, another one down here. Yeah. We are 13 miles from the coastline. The idea of needing certain things, to me, might be a scam. There are companies that have brought in tremendous wealth by scaring people and making people think they need stuff. I'm not sure, having been through, what would we be? Personally, being five hurricanes that
I'd
we
say
have been
definitely
through?
At least three.
Three at least, four, probably four in this location. The other house we lived in, which was right next door, and this house. We've been through them. We don't have hurricane windows. We don't have storm shutters. We don't have a generator.
Well, you have
we
the
don't.
Metal things that came with the
oh,
house.
Yeah.
That
yeah, go with the windows.
Which, to be honest with you, the effort expended for those, the only thing that I noticed was one of them blew off during Hurricane Ian.
What I know is that whenever we do any work in your garage, it's fun to move them around.
Yes. Those
you
are
joking, Rob.
Rob is talking about hurricane shutters that are aluminum, and I have them. They're old
we
school.
We probably have about, how many do you think we have in total?
It's 40, probably.
Oh, more than that.
And you got
like 120.
But that's getting back to the whole thing of being inland.
Yes.
I get it with the high winds and outside of a projectile coming into a window, I don't know whether all that effort is true. That's me. I could
but
be.
But at the same time, if we had a hurricane tomorrow, Mike would say, put up those shutters, like in an instant.
Or I would say, F it, and then a stop sign would come rifling
Mike,
through our window.
You would put them up because the last time you put them up, the last thing you said on the show before you put them up is, I'm not putting them up. And then you put them up.
Yeah. You have a good memory.
The idea, well, the Richie Riches in Cascade Acres have a button, right, that they can push and it goes zzz, that type of thing. Or they're permanently mounted and they just slide them across.
That's pretty cool to have a button. Yeah.
Well, I mean, there are a lot of different technologies down here.
That we all aim for the button. We all want the button.
The button's where
we're going to get that damn button eventually, Mike. You hear me?
Yes, get the button.
We're
going to
have
Come
that
on.
Button.
Are you looking at me and talking?
Yeah. Is that not cool?
Oh, I'm right next to you. I'm looking at you. Okay,
yeah, no, but I'm not going to turn.
I'll look at you, too. I'll look at you,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, you should. We're doing a show here.
So getting back to Cascade Acres.
And after you look at him in the monitor, you should text him.
Yeah.
After I noticed the spray paint, and I don't think anything in. I'm like, I remember that during Hurricane Ian, generators were crapping out because they did not have the proper natural gas lines coming into the community. These generators run off natural gas, and I guess
had
in some
no
cases
idea.
Propane.
I thought they ran on gasoline.
No. Well, certain ones do, but the ones that are the whole house generators that people get down here are gas powered mostly.
That's
how they work. So that when the electricity goes out, the gas lines are still there and you fire up the generator and your house has power. I think in some cases, very necessary, but in other cases, you know, here's the real reason. Back in the day, my sister got me to go in halvesies on a generator for my mom's house about 10 minutes before she moved into the home. And I will never forget that. I will never forget. And that's probably why I get concerned about the whole house generators. Getting back to the spray paint. I said, they crapped out during Ian, some of them. In fact, my buddy John's house.
Yeah.
Because apparently the feed going into these generators was not significant enough to power the generators, and they were having problems. That's all I know. I know no more information about it. I don't know what the deets are. I don't even know if it's true, but that's what I was told. So when I saw the spray paint out on the sidewalk, I said, oh, I get it. That's what they're doing. And then mm-hmm. I never thought anything of it. Well, lo and behold, the work starts in earnest, and suddenly there are trucks, there are pickup trucks, there are
dug holes everywhere.
Holes being dug. There are spools of what appear to be pipelines or yeah. conduit or cable. And yesterday, one of the guys is out in front of my house again when I'm leaving to pick up my son, and he's spray painting. And I said, ah, fine opportunity for yeah. Curious George to find out. Mm-hmm. And
What is your demeanor when you approach him?
Good question.
You might not know me. I'm somewhat of a famous radio personality.
It always works. It always works.
And I want to put a fanfare. Do you have a fanfare, Rob?
I can get you a fanfare. Yes, sir.
What the heck's a fanfare?
So, yeah, I got to redo my soundboard soon. So I pull over. I go, hey, can I ask you what's going on here? What is all this? What's all this then? And the guy
looks at me.
And he says, unbeknownst to me, he said, we are installing fiber optic cable.
Oh, my God. That's fantastic.
Oz, good. Good thing, Oz. Really good thing.
Yeah, that's a great thing.
That's a great thing. Okay, that's
good. They're doing that all through Florida.
Okay, they're doing that all through Florida. That's good. So I've always known that fiber optics are very, very special.
That's exciting.
That's the Spanish Inquisition. That's the Spanish Inquisition. Speedy Gonzalez. That's what it is. Don't worry about it. We don't need the fanfare anymore. But it's a really, really cool development, and I am excited about it because
so
I
is
think, you
know what.
This is going to revolutionize.
Michael's out of his mind.
Well,
Michael
of course
went out of
he
his
is.
Mind when I told
but this
him.
Is going to revolutionize the way you watch television as well.
I hope it does. I really, really
because don't you
hope
have some lag time and stuff when you're streaming your?
It's
your
not
product?
Perfect.
Yeah.
It's not perfect.
It's not because, bad though.
But now I watch. You know, I've cut the cable. So I don't watch cable TV and I don't watch DirecTV. Got rid of that, and now I'm watching YouTube TV, and that's how I
watched
get my
an entire
product.
Movie on YouTube last night. It wasn't streaming anywhere, and I wanted to watch it, and I started Googling around. Not only was it available on YouTube, it was available on YouTube without commercials, high def, and it was the Criterion restoration. It was fantastic.
What the hell is that?
Criterion is a DVD company, or used to be a DVD company, and now Blu-rays that take old movies and make like the ultimate editions of them. They're beautiful.
Okay, and what movie did you watch?
Rebecca, 1940, Alfred Hitchcock movie. And it's really
fun. And was it noticeable?
It was fantastic.
Do you have fiber optic where you are?
No, I don't. I don't. But I do have really consistent, strong speeds here. So, but I just
so this
YouTube
is going to be
like
a game changer,
now.
I think, for
yeah,
quality.
Yeah, Michael won't want to move to Texas anymore, right?
Well, after the guy told me, that's right, he wanted to move. It's something about pings. It's a gaming term. It's about pings. That's what Oz,
he was really trying to get us to
Oz,
move
do you
to
know
Texas.
Anything about pings?
Yes, I have fiber optics, and my son is always talking about Fortnite and pings.
There it is. Ping.
Oh,
that's it.
Yeah.
So when I told Michael, he was over the moon, which I love that expression. He was over the moon. And when the guy told me.
That's a good Texas expression, Mike.
Yeah. Over the moon. We are simply over the moon at this.
Howdy.
What a delicious. We're serving white cake. So anyway.
Carla likes white
I looked
cake.
At the guy. I looked at the workman who was installing the fiber optic, and I told him,
we see you. We hear you. And we stand with you.
That's it. Very, very exciting. So
did he give you an ETA?
No, but they're, he said they're doing the across the street this week, and they'll be wrapping up on our side of the street, and they're already starting on the far end to work on our side of the street.
Wow, that's fast.
So it's going real. I mean, it's amazing. They've got a thing yesterday where a guy was standing by a ditch. They appear to dig holes, and then there is some tunneling involved, and I hear this boom, 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 boom. I don't know what it means. I don't know. I don't know anything. There are people probably in the business of fiber optics
they like
that are
house
laughing
music.
At me. What's that?
It means they it like was, house music.
It really sounded like an alien life form. It was kind of going, yeah. Bing, bing, bing. It was a little disconcerting when I heard it. But they're crawling all over the neighborhood. And by the way, did we get any information from the worst communicators
might
in the world?
Might have been an email at some point a long time ago.
They're terrible. Their idea of communication is putting a sign, a little square bulletin board at the front of the community that
you
says
think,
Halloween candy drive or whatever, you know, that kind of
you
BS.
Would think if they're doing that sort of advance in their infrastructure, they might want to send an electronic mail. Because that's what it's all about.
Well, that's what they probably sent out an email, but it's so sporadic and it doesn't always get
through.
Well,
Mike, fiber is important, and I'm excited for you.
Yeah, because the community is going to be totally regular now, which I'm really, really excited about.
Oh, my gosh.
So getting Carla in here is twofold. I wanted to come in periodically to visit, and I also wanted her to, talk about how excited she is because we've got she wanted me to actually hold up a can koozie.
Yeah, I said, hey, Mike, why don't you put a Diet Coke in
show
that
the merch
thing.
Yeah, there it is.
And
right there.
He said no, and I'm like, okay, well, I'll just sit it up here, so hopefully you guys saw it. But these are the TMOS official first koozies. Get them while they last. They are limited supply, so I think we have about 80 left. They are $10.
I would call them, Carla, I would call them required summertime paraphernalia because they keep your drinks cold, keep your hands dry.
Here's an added benefit of the Mike O'Mara. I use it daily as a thumb warmer. If you'll notice here. And if you want, I can also use it as a puppet you can eat.
Does it have a voice?
I could create one for it.
I would love that. Hi, Koozie. How are you?
I think Rob's flirting with Koozie.
No, that sounds naughty.
Hi. I'm worried about Koozie. Koozie doesn't sound well.
The new fiber optics are here.
Also, Mike, I just found out the koozies are 94% effective against STDs.
Yes. What? Yeah. Yeah. And now it might seem porous to you because there's a hole at the bottom. You can see, I'm looking right through it. And there's a big hole at the top. These are these koozies, we didn't mention this in any of the advertising, these are the Magnum koozies. These are the Magnum koozies for you.
Oh, wow.
May I get back to my normal state, which is to bitch about different things?
Yeah, let's start the show. Yeah, because if you're not bitching,
I'm not breathing.
You're not breathing. Mm.
Carla, you now with the new schedule on our taping, you take Michael to school more than I used to. And so I was wondering if you have noticed what I would describe as anything you get this in all major cities.
Sure.
Major traffic-y metropolitan areas. I call it hyperaggression.
Yeah.
I've never seen hyperaggression.
Now, how are you seeing this?
The idea that people tailgate, people the constant cutting off. It's a three lane road, right? 41
Correct.
Is a three lane road.
Right.
And Route 41 is our main drag down to school down here. And the tailgating.
When you say three lane, you mean three on each side, right? It's not
three
a two
on each side. Yeah.
Okay,
three
so
on
it's
each
a
side.
Six lane road. Yeah.
It doesn't seem that big, but yeah, it is.
Some of those animals were 9-year-old.
Okay, so animals. I have a question for you, Mike. Yeah. So when you're driving there, what lane are you choosing? Are you in the far right, left, or center?
I could be anyone at any
time. Well, I'm going to give you a tip, and this really works. Stay in the center lane.
No, I could not possibly disagree more.
I do,
the center lane is for dullards.
No, the center lane is for people that want to go a consistent speed.
That I
and
don't.
Then let all those
I don't.
Jerks
I like
go
to. I
you.
Like to pepper.
Well,
I like to pepper my driving with bursts of rapid acceleration.
You will notice though,
and that is the most fun way to drive.
You're a center laner, aren't you, Rob? Are you a center laner?
No, I'm a left laner that pisses people off.
I was a left laner in Virginia too.
Rob, yeah. The round table today will have news for you because it's about what causes crashes.
I love when he makes the show for me. It's great.
specifically, look, when I'm curating the news, I see a story and go, oh, Rob will love that. That'll be interesting to talk. Center lane is where the mouth breathe, or the left lane. There are two types.
I think the left lane is more of a mouth breathing lane. You can smell it.
We all end up at the same red light.
There were plenty of mouth breathers today, but the aggressive pickup trucks down here at approximately 7:35 when I was coming. No, it was more like 7:15 when I was heading down to his school. And it was tough. It was very tough because they just I'm a lane changer.
Yeah,
I like to change lanes. I like to get in the lane that's good. And I found it, due to the hyper-aggression, I found it nearly impossible today.
I have a rule. Lead, follow, or get out of the way.
Well, that doesn't apply, though. I mean, you can't, you have to...
well, that's your political outlook.
Uh-huh.
You have to go with lead, follow, get out of the way.
Wake up, Mr. President.
It's my trial. What time is it?
Mike,
is anyone,
I have a question
is
for
anyone
you.
Paying attention to that, by the way? Is anybody paying attention to it?
No.
That's scary. That's scary.
And
I mean,
is
I think
he really,
it's important.
Is he really falling asleep and farting?
Oh, farting. I never heard that.
I didn't know the farting part.
A lot of people say that he's falling asleep and then farting, as an old man would do. I don't know. I've just heard rumors. I didn't know if it was true or not. Mike, because of your love of rapid acceleration on, you know, momentary,
yeah.
Do you ever use cruise control?
On 75.
Yeah, which is the interstate.
Yeah,
I do it, and I even rarely there. It's so hyper aggressive down here that that doesn't work. And I'm talking
now,
about
if you're
when
in
I
that
talk
middle lane, it does.
Baby,
yeah, if you don't care about your speed, I care
do.
About my speed. If there's an opening, and the
take
traffic,
speed
what
racer.
Do you think I'm a soft driver? Huh?
I think you are a good driver.
Thank
I think
you.
You're an excellent driver.
Everybody hear that? Mm-hmm.
I believe you are. I am. 100%. I have gotten to a point where I
you let her drive, Mike.
Well,
I let Carla
so
drive.
Aggressive.
Hold on.
I have to.
I'm giving you a can I get my compliment in before you get your insult
yes,
in?
Yes, yes.
The
And stop looking at me. I'm in the camera.
Hi.
you two are adorable.
Oh, stop it.
He said, she said.
It's
the Ken and Karen show. Hi, everybody.
I was thinking more George and Alana.
I think any radio personality does that kind of show, stick a needle in his gonads. That is just so painful to do that every day. Hi, how are you?
How you doing?
Anyway.
Who are you talking about?
It's just any he said, she said show. Oh. It's a
like
pain
the,
in the
what do you call it? Like the Continental Breakfast.
Continental Breakfast. Give us some in D.C. Who were some of the ones in D.C.?
Didn't
Glenn Hollis do one or something like that?
I know Hollis was always a solo.
Lou Katz did one, right?
Yeah, Lori and Lou.
Lori and Lou. Perfect. God bless you, Lou Katz. Legendary personality in Washington, D.C. So getting back to the driving.
Yes.
I am very comfortable. I think you go the speed. Sometimes you want to zip down and get there, which is fine. So you're not afraid to do that. Where you break down, and you still break down, you did it just this past weekend, is your inability to geometrically process the idea of putting a car properly into a parking space.
All right.
Is a challenge for you, and you
That's
still
like a
you
like
miss
a
the mark.
My parallel parking or perpendicular parking?
I can park parallel park. I can parallel park.
Can we quote you on that?
Yes, please.
Carla still has the I'm on the show look every time
and,
she comes
and
in
and also
here now.
Mike the I'm on the show posture.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, listen, I've always had good posture. Okay?
Yes, she has. So here it is. You take your massive SUV, and 80 to 70% of the time, you will be you'll have one tire on the line.
So there's only one reason you're aware of this.
Why? Because you don't go out wide and then come in straight. You instead just get to your parking space and decide you're going to go in there by turning right.
Again, there's only one reason you're aware of this.
All right, I'll bite.
And
what's the one reason?
Thank you. Thank you, Rob. It's because he can't get out of the damn car if I park too close to the
other
one. Yeah,
because I'm too fat. Well,
exactly.
That's not true anymore. And I was never so fat.
Yeah, sometimes I would have to let you out before I parked in.
Let you out, Mike. We're going to let you out.
Before I parked the way, thing in.
The way you would park an automobile, emo, I've got, all right, why am I not pulling somebody super hyper thin? You know,
nowadays,
I can't pull one. I can't pull a super skinny.
Emo Phillips works. I think that's
no,
too
it doesn't. That's what too about, old. Too old a reference.
Kenny Chesney's wife or whatever. Nicole Kidman. She's super skinny.
Nicole Kidman would have trouble getting out the way she parked.
Have you ever been parked out of your car? Like where you really couldn't get in because someone parked so close to you?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah,
what a jerk.
That used to happen in D.C. all the time because they were so thin. But there's no better sight than seeing me go in the passenger side to try to climb over to the driver's side.
But I believe that when you are pulling into a parking lot parking space, Rob is sucking on the tea today.
See, what's happening is I'm taking a drink and then he's copying me.
Okay. It does. All you know what? I do think it is a little bit subliminal.
What flavor of tea do you, what is your brand? Because we found out before the show, Rob doesn't drink coffee, he drinks tea.
Twinings breakfast tea. If I use the capsule for the Keurig, otherwise I'm just a Lipton guy.
You sugar it?
No, just straight tea.
Straight tea. Mm-hmm. Getting back to the parking space, when you have a large SUV or certainly when you have a pickup truck, you have to go out. Like an 18-wheeler would make a turn at an intersection. You kind of have to go wide and then come in straight.
And it's time and we revealed the fact that Carla, one of her part-time jobs, is driving an 18-wheeler.
Yeah. Long-haul trucking is, we have
to have
side hustles. Yeah.
That's why I like all the rough places, you know, the bars.
Just last week.
Bad bowling alleys.
Last week, she took a trip up to North Carolina in a Jimmy, hauling hogs.
He's very short.
That's so old. That's here I am giving myself crap about old references, and then I go with the oldest. Yeah, we got us a convoy.
Oh,
yeah.
Don't make me play it.
We're going to roll that trucking convoy across the USA.
You know the problem with that record is, trucker. Mike, is that the background singers sound like it's a Christmas album. It's like... the Robert Smith Chorale is the background.
All right, for those youngsters in our audience, let me explain C.W. McCall. He had a hit back in the 70s, I believe it was the 70s, called Convoy, and it was a trucking song, and it ushered in a period of time.
This here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me.
It ushered in a time when you would have. CB radios.
Citizens Band Radio, Mike.
Regular cars, because everybody wanted to be like a trucker and you could communicate with the trucker. And,
I remember that.
And C.W. McCall sounded like a big, tough truck driver. And it ended up when we finally saw a picture of the guy. He was like 3.5 feet tall.
Mike, did you ever have a CB in a vehicle?
I did. Multiple.
Did you?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, I remember.
How much fun was it to listen to the truckers?
I didn't like truckers, so I used to mess with truckers on the if a trucker was pulling a bad move, I'd give him crap. And I had arguments.
I listened because they always knew where the cops were. So.
Oh, hold on. Here's the hook. Charlie loved that song.
He was one of the background singers on that.
A button on that story that is so incredibly hard to believe. C.W. McCall went on, after his Convoy success, to help form Mannheim Steamroller. And that's true.
And played instruments on Mannheim Steamroller?
Arranged and played instruments, yeah. He was
like
one of the founding
members.
If
Mannheim Steamroller came to your city, C.W. McCall would be part of the band?
I don't know if he's touring with it. He might have a Brian Wilson relationship where he just worked on the creation of it but doesn't tour with them.
Sometimes your little factoids are fascinating. I had no idea. You should do a deeper dive and find out more about that, whether he was actually on stage with Mannheim.
Luckily, Mike, my weekend is largely open. I will prepare a presentation.
Getting back to it, that's my only knock on your traffic.
That's okay.
Acumen that you have
a little
problem.
That's just never going to change. So.
You know, it's funny. She's not looking at me, but I look at her constantly.
I know.
Isn't that weird? Do you want me to just look at you on the monitor?
Yeah, just look at me on the monitor.
Okay. Yeah, do it, Mark Consuelos.
Save your neck.
That's right. So getting back
save
to the whole
your neck. Wow.
The Mike O'Mara Show coming soon in fiber optics.
It's going to be
That's
great.
Awesome.
We'll be able to do an 80-minute show in 70 minutes.
Hey.
I was, while I've got you here, I don't know how long you're able to join us. Are you going to be able to stay for
most of the show?
Oh, I got
to hear about the TMOS pinups and stuff and see if Rob got his clips and all that fun stuff. Yeah.
Oh, the TMOS Pinup Society. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You filthy
Mike, regarding that, I have to tell you, you and I must run in very different circles on TikTok. Because I spent about an hour on TikTok searching everything I could.
You failed.
But I was able to find one of
you didn't
sharing
fail.
The lingerie.
You were sad, you were teasing me. You were making me think you failed, but you didn't.
I wanted to have...
You were wrong.
I was wrong, Carly. Yes, I was wrong. Thank you.
No, you know what? He's
great
never
having
been
her
more...
along today, isn't it?
It is fun. It is fun. I was only able to find this one. And
we were talking yesterday on the show about flashing videos. Now, they come in two different styles.
How come you haven't told me about this? How come I had to hear about it on the show?
Because I talked about it on the show, and it's not
listen
that important
every
to me
day.
Outside of the show.
Listen to learn, learn to listen.
Learn to listen. Yeah. Right. Yes.
Thank you.
So I've learned something new about you.
There are two types of these flashing videos. One is a woman will be sitting with a one shot, and then she will do a quick edit where she is either in underwear, bikini, naked, and covered up. I've never seen nudity. It's always covered up in some way. There was one the other day that I paused on where she was she went from standing up, kind of like dancing, to a quick one where her arms were folded over her naked body, and then the other kind is the more.
Do you feel better? You're getting it all out.
The more erotic of it, where she where a lady will be talking and she'll say something like kitty, and then she'll do
and then you'll flash for
she'll
on
flash
it.
She'll flash
yeah, and
down
then you'll
to
find
a,
the perfect moment to stop
to pause
the video.
It and it's usually it is also covered up, although there has been what I would describe on at least one of them, I would describe it as pubis exposes. That you see a little hair down there. That's it. Now, what did when you say travel in different circles? You were trying to find these.
Yes, I did. I went on my For You.
I get more of them on Facebook than I do on TikTok.
Oh, you do? Okay, because you mentioned
you went
TikTok.
On Facebook. You could probably find more of them.
I went on.
Do you know,
Rob?
This
all you
fact?
Had to do was go to the TMOS Pinup Society
for these videos. They put the videos on the Pinup Society.
Yes.
All right. Well, this is one I found on TikTok.
You don't
in the wild.
Linger on the. You've never done
Look,
a dive.
He has other things to do. Okay?
You've never done a deep dive on the TMOS Pinup Society, one of the organizations I am most proud of. If they edit some of Eric's pictures out,
damn Eric.
Rob,
I'm
sorry, the other Rob Cox. Interesting
Who?
Name for the guy. Well, the guy that posts a lot of pictures up there.
Okay.
Very fond
you
of those
like,
laughs.
You like Cox's style, right?
He's wonderful. Okay.
Yes.
Let's be careful here. You found one. This is going to be.
This
you only found one?
Hey, at least
Mike,
you found one.
Where were you? Where's the guy 2 minutes ago that says, you didn't fail me? You
I know,
found
right?
All right, well, I'll make
you
that determination.
You said to me yesterday.
I'll make the determination when I see it.
Yesterday you said it's all over TikTok. So that's where I looked. All right.
Did I really? Okay.
Yes.
Maybe I did. I don't
and
know.
So
remember,
anyway,
Rob has a good memory.
That's right.
Somewhat.
And remember, Rob has a good memory.
He has a
Here's
selective
one from
one.
TikTok, Mike. This is called When They Ask to See the Lingerie.
So dry your eyes, pull yourself together quick. Be there in a minute. Let's go do something unholy.
See?
Yeah, play it one more time.
What and
turn it down a little bit. It's really loudly obnoxious.
Okay.
So dry your eyes, pull yourself together quick. Be there in a minute. Let's go do something unholy.
That's a great example of it.
Do you want me
That's
to try to pause it?
Yeah, let's see
yeah,
if you can. That's what we'll
I can
fun.
See if
it appears
I can.
To be wearing ghost white makeup.
Let's go do something unholy.
I almost had it.
Dude, were, it you wait, able, were you able? You got it.
Hey,
there you go.
There she is.
There, wonderful.
There's my girl. And you see, that's why I follow my daughter on TikTok.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know. It's not her. Not her. But, Mike, that's an example of it. I didn't see anywhere they point and use double entendre.
I'll send you one. I'll send you one, and you can
I'd
play
like
it tomorrow.
And Mike,
get ready, Rob.
While we're in the video vault, I thought you might also enjoy this.
Here it is, Prince
Spaghetti. Anthony Martin Yeti lives in Boston, on Prince Street, in the Italian
Little Mike
North
O'Mara.
End.
the home for more than 50 years of the Prince Spaghetti Company.
God, I remember that commercial.
Anthony knows a lot about local Italian customs. And he knows a lot about Prince. Because that's a local custom, too.
Wednesday.
Prince is more than just authentic.
Wednesday is Prince Spaghetti.
It's something that grows you. With wheat germ energy, other pastas leave out.
This is by far the slowest moving commercial I've
ever
heard.
I love this commercial.
Well, you know what?
I love this commercial.
I'm hungry.
I do like the announcer.
Isn't he great?
Yeah,
Ross?
He makes me want that.
Isn't he great? Listen to that wonderful baritone, not pushing it at all. Yeah, Anthony Martinelli. Sounds like maybe it's an actor.
Yeah, could
maybe,
be.
Most days, Anthony takes his time going home, but not today. Wednesday. Today is Wednesday. And as every family in the north end of Boston will tell you, Wednesday is Prince Spaghetti Day.
Look at his look. That's a masterpiece. That's a masterpiece.
He's a cutie.
And there's 2 pounds of spaghetti there. Rob, that is a masterpiece of a commercial. Still,
I just
to
think,
this
you
day,
know,
it holds
it's
up.
It's very good. It holds up, but they could have done it in 30. That's all I'm saying.
I agree.
You know what? It was a better time. It was a slower time when we could linger longer.
Yeah, they didn't show that. To do.
What they didn't show is that Anthony was running home from his work at the child labor camp. No wonder he likes Wednesday.
Yeah, I would too.
Anthony Martinelli. I remember it like it was yesterday. Childhood memories, everybody. Hey, we got to take a break. We're here with Carla, who is our...
Carla!
Our guest today,
Liquid
the director of Fun and Games for the Mike O'Mara Show. And when we return, we will have the round table.
Love
ladies
it.
Ladies and gentlemen. Hi, how are you? Hey, with warm weather on the way, you need hydration that keeps up with every moment. A single stick of Liquid IV makes ordinary hydration into extraordinary hydration with 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness. Liquid IV does it all in a single delicious stick. No sugar, no artificial sweeteners. It's non-GMO and free from gluten, dairy, and soy. Try white peach, green grape, or my favorite, I'm drinking it right now in my red cup.
That's a Pizza Hut cup. Actual slurping noises.
Man, oh man, that's Liquid IV. Just tear, pour, and live more. It's a zero-sugar hydration solution with no artificial sweeteners. Clinically tested to hydrate more than water alone. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV, and all you have to do is go to liquidiv.com and use our code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com.
Ladies, do it now.
Do it, do it,
oh,
do it,
the
do
Kraken
it.
Is excited because it's Wednesday. And Wednesday is Spaghetti Day.
Did you ever see that? You're too young to have seen that commercial.
Yeah, and also, Mike, I feel it might be a regional spot because I don't even remember Prince brand spaghetti.
Okay, that might be true.
Do they still have it?
I'll find out.
Prince
brand?
That's
interesting.
I don't think so.
In the north end of Boston, Wednesday is Prince Spaghetti.
You can buy it at, they stopped making it when he passed away. At Purple Paisley Park, and so they couldn't make it
anymore.
That's
right, it was purple.
Oh, okay.
It was purple pasta. Purple pasta.
Pee-pay.
Hey, purple pasta, Peter. There we go. Yes, sirree. Punchy, well, punchy. You know, I'm doing broadcast news.
Well, so. Then, F you.
Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes
holds
3 Super Bowl MVP titles, but he is too scared to host Saturday Night Live. Patrick says that he's been asked, but he doesn't think he's ready yet. He has a fear of reading off a teleprompter. That's interesting. He also is...
And you know
is,
what? To be specific, they are legendary at SNL. They use cards still. They don't use a teleprompter.
Well, you skipped ahead. That's the last part of the
story. Oh, I'm sorry, Mike. I didn't know.
He's also scared from giving a speech at the ESPY Awards in 2023. And as Rob said, they use cue cards. But I wonder if it's the fear of the prompter or maybe it's just the fear of... reading off a card in general. There's some people that are bad at it. I mean,
I would be bad at it.
You would. Mm-hmm. You would be bad. Maybe we'll have you read the next commercial.
Oh, that would be fun.
That would be very, very exciting. Well, I'll give
expect anything.
Because it's the TMOS store.
It would be a good spot for her to read. I think
I don't jeopardize our advertisers.
I'm getting nervous already.
Don't get nervous. It's going to be fine.
Oh, my sure.
This just in. Prince Spaghetti was founded in 1941, and the plant stopped producing spaghetti in 1997.
Wow.
No more Prince Spaghetti.
What a shame. What a great product.
Back to Mike O'Mara in studio.
Thank you,
Rob. Thank you, Rob.
Moving right along, ladies and gentlemen. A photographer says Megan Thee Stallion made him watch her have sex with another woman. A photographer named Emilio Garcia is suing Megan, claiming this happened in the back of an SUV.
I'm so embarrassed. I don't want to look at that.
I don't understand that. It happened in Spain in 2022. Oh, I saw this. She made me look. She made me look while she has his sex. She makes sex with other ladies. She makes me look. Afterwards, she warned him not to tell anyone about it. He also says Megan fat-shamed, verbally abused, and underpaid him. Because of all this, he now says he suffers, quote, profound emotional distress, mounting anxiety, depression. Why are you reading my copy?
Who's Megan?
Megan Thee Stallion?
Who's
she's
she?
A popular artist.
Oh,
my God.
Okay. Why do I not even know who she is?
She's a rapper.
Oh, well, also, cool. I think you're probably jealous because your real name is Carla Thee O'Mara.
Yes, you know it.
Well, he says he's going through all this stuff, and it stems from a toxic work environment. There's no word on how much he's suing for. Interestingly, though, his lawyer is the same guy who's representing the people suing Lizzo for harassment.
What is it, a business
now?
Hey, maybe there's an ambulance chaser out there. You know?
I wonder what it's like to work in a toxic work environment.
Oh. Well, I don't know.
Hey. Post Malone. I like Post Malone. You know what I love about Post Malone? If you saw him and you didn't know what his personality was all about, you'd say, what the hell's the deal with that guy? And you look at him, and he's a cool artist, and he's a sweet dude, and he does nice things for people.
I like him.
He is expanding into the world of graphic novels and movies. What's that?
A graphic novel is essentially a comic.
It's a comic. I agree with you. And he came up with an idea that mixes Mad Max Fury Road with the Evil Dead franchise. I like the idea. I think if it's an original idea and it's something fun, it might be fun to watch. The story takes place in medieval Europe, where, quote, the only thing standing in the way of the horde of demons infesting the continent is a mysterious armored 18-wheeler seemingly sent back from the heavens.
Wow.
How much weed do you think was going on?
I wonder if they'll reveal the question I've always had, though, because, you know, they can go into more detail. I wonder if they will finally reveal who runs Bartertown.
Master Blaster. You want to say, say Master Blaster.
Master Blaster.
No, say Master.
Master.
Master Blaster. Right.
Master Blaster. That was fun.
Say, hey, Carla, who runs Bartertown?
Hey, Carla, who runs?
No.
You're answering with Master Blaster.
You say you're like God, Master Blaster run Bartertown. Hey, who runs Bartertown?
Master Blaster.
God,
you know Carla
See,
went
I'm
to
not
Mike O'Mara
stuff.
Carla actually went to Mike's impression camp at Jiffy Lube.
Mike, I am not you. Okay, I don't do impressions.
But I'll do the other guy.
Release. Embargo.
Rob knows how good that is, too. Thank you.
Go to Mike at MikeO'MaraImpressionCamp.org, and you can get your tickets. He's teaching it at Jiffy Lube Live this year.
Hey, that's a good idea.
Yeah, who run Bartertown?
Master Blaster.
Say it louder.
Master Blaster.
Release embargo.
Oh my God. What am I doing?
Hey, but we're doing a Mad Max thing, so that's okay.
Yeah.
The first story in this universe will be released as a graphic novel in 25. It'll be followed by a movie he's developing along with Transformers and Bad Boys. Director Michael Bay got the real dude there.
He'll be doing good with that.
God, if you're it rains, it pours when you're in that rarefied air. People come to you. That's the way that
is. Yes, they do.
I guess guard dogs are obsolete now. Because this is even more intimidating and something I plan on buying later this afternoon.
Great.
Robot dogs with flamethrowers attached to their head are now something you can eat. No, I'm sorry.
Oh
you can
gosh.
Buy. You
well,
can buy.
Winston needs a buddy.
Winslow.
Winslow, forgive me.
A company,
not good memory, Rob.
A company called Throwflame is selling one called the Therminator for $9,400.
What? Hey, flamethrower guy, what's the name of your company? Throwflame?
What's the name of the company?
Master Blaster.
That's what it should be called. You operate it over Wi-Fi or Bluetooth or the remote control.
That's stupid. And introducing something else that can go wrong with a flamethrower? Come on.
And
come on.
It can shoot flames up to 30 feet.
God.
Why do you need this?
You know what? Our old newsman would say, what could possibly go wrong?
I know this. If you got one, you wouldn't have any weeds in your backyard.
The website says they're legal in all 50 states. They're
come
legal?
Here, boy. Come here, boy. Come wow. on. Come
you
here.
Just need, you only need a special permit in California and Rob's favorite state, Maryland. They're not pushing the guard dog angle, but they do list 8 different things it's perfect for. They include controlled burns, ice and snow removal, clearing weeds. I use a flamethrower to clear weeds. Yeah. Pyrotechnics or entertainment, and also pest removal.
Hello.
That's going to be one depressed rat when he gets the flamethrower out.
Is this the Bureau of Permitting? I need a flamethrower permit for Maryland to get a flamethrowing dog.
California, Maryland, only states you need permits for that. Yeah. So what could I mean, that's incredible. I had no idea. Does that mean that technically you can own a flamethrower? And I guess my torch would be a flamethrower, right?
Yeah, I guess the limit would be like it's how big the flame gets. But I'm intrigued about snow removal.
You know, though, there is a difference between what I own, as powerful as it is, and a flame. When they talk about 30 feet, the concept, to the best of my knowledge, my knowledge of World War II, a flamethrower throws gasoline.
Right.
That's what it does, basically. It throws an accelerant a distance to land on things, whereas a torch is something that, a blowtorch. That's what
I would have to watch Once Upon a Time in Hollywood to really understand.
Great movie.
Oh, the greatest blowtorch scene, flamethrower scene in film. Fantastic. It's Distracted Driving Awareness Month.
What were you saying?
Don't look at me, Mike.
So someone had experts list the top distractions that can cause a crash.
Okay.
Here are their top 9. I will go from 9 to 1. Number 9, pets.
Yep.
I believe that. God, I've had my pet in the
car. Have you ever had a dog knock your car out of gear?
No, but lock my car door.
Oh, really?
Oh,
Sebastian,
yeah.
Sebastian has taken me from drive into neutral by standing on the middle console. And it's weird when you punch the gas and nothing happens. It's like,
when you put a dog in your car, when you put Sebastian in your car, do you leash him when you put him in the car?
I have a leash on him, but I don't hold the leash.
Just in case he jumps.
Yeah.
I have Winslow, I like to roll the window down and have Winslow do that cute dog thing where they hang their head out.
Yes.
But I don't trust him.
No, because he did jump out the window once.
He once jumped out the window.
With me.
I didn't know that. He did?
Yeah.
Did he really?
He did.
All right.
We
was
had a dog
bad?
When I was
no,
growing
he was
up
fine.
Named Pepper, and he was a obese cocker spaniel towards the end of his life.
Pepper.
He was a good looking dog as a pup, but it was before air conditioning in cars, and we had an old Chevy Impala with both windows down on one side, and we took a turn and Pepper fell out because he was leaning
way
out. And we heard oof.
Aww.
Poor guy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was
same
he
thing.
Okay, though?
Yeah, he lived to tell about
okay.
it. He lasted
okay.
longer than the Impala.
Wow.
The same thing happened to me when I was hanging out the window on the main turnpike when I was 8.
Did they come back for you?
Yeah.
Saw the cigarette smoke coming
me.
Out of the car.
I got in, and they said, you want some ice cream? And I said, yeah. Rocky Road. moving right along. Number 8, messing with onboard systems. Meaning like AC, radio.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm.
The big knock, because I do research in my new car book that I keep handy all the time. And one of the big knocks on a lot of automobiles is difficult technological, negotiating the tech that's in your car.
I think that the Subaru has done a great job. They put most of it on the steering wheel. So you can
man,
use your thumbs.
You have no idea. Carla's got a car
the lease
is up in... August, and I was looking at them again last night.
Yeah.
I didn't realize they have one Outback. that has a slightly tweaked horsepower to it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That I'm very, very curious
about. Love the Forester. Yeah. User-friendly, yeah, great.
They're like phenomenal automobiles. They are.
I'm so in love with this car. Love
well,
it.
It's the great state gas flower. Mileage. It's a state flower of Maine. That's why it's, you know, you see
easy
it all
to park.
Over there.
Yeah.
Number seven is eating and driving. Nothing gets me angrier than when you'll see somebody that
I
crosses
love
into the lamp.
To eat and drive.
It's dangerous. You are.
I don't
get me started.
I'm good at it. I'm so good at
Carla,
it.
Carla, would I be?
I could eat French fries and have the ketchup with them and like the perfect bites every time.
Wonderful.
Thing.
You are, of all the people that I've ever known, the most distracted driver I've ever seen in my life. And it scares the crap out of me. That is the truth. That is the
I
truth.
I only am distracted at red lights.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. It's just, it's
that
very
is. Distraction. You are,
it's phone.
Oh, stop
it's
it.
Fiddling. I worry about
food
it.
Food in
really
a car
do.
Is bad because it distracts you and it makes your car smell if you drop it. I had to do it some with the kids, but there is a no food
I
policy
don't drop
in my car
my
now.
Food.
Eating and driving. Other passengers. the whole time you've been here, you're just like...
Hey, don't be jealous because I'm all positive and excited and stuff, and you're all slumped.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sit up straight.
Mike, she's not a distracted broadcaster, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm paying attention.
She's really
I'm clear.
It's
I
not,
need more coffee.
It hasn't been as difficult having you here as I thought it might be. That's compliment to you.
Geez, like, thanks.
That's love right there.
Number six is other passengers, especially dangerous with teen drivers 100%.
Yeah.
Folks. When my son gets to be driving age, that's the prime directive. You are not allowed to drive with more than one other kid in the car. You can't have a teen.
I agree.
Teen
Carrie
convention.
Doesn't let me drive with teenagers either.
Yeah. I wouldn't either, Rob.
Number five, reaching for stuff, like something in the back seat. One time I was trying to swat a bee on the same road that almost killed Rob Spivak.
I remember when I dropped a cigarette. Yes.
Yeah, Carly used to smoke like a
cigarettes.
Chimney. Yeah, you did.
My Marlboro Light, I dropped it, and damn if it didn't go down the center.
Always does.
And I had to grab it. I just had to grab it, and then there I am on the median.
Yeah.
Mm, that's scary. Why I use a hookah.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, because the hose is attached to, you know.
I get the teenagers in my car and say, hey, want a toke?
Number four is abusing substances or lacking sleep. Well, that goes without saying.
Oh, my gosh.
Right?
Sure.
Number three, looking at stuff outside of your vehicle. Massive. I can show you an example of well, no, or you get
the
a hot woman
swivel.
You get a hot woman walking down the street, or you see like a low flying plane, or you see a car that you've never seen before that's an amazing car to look at. You can go right into the rear end of somebody else. Gotta pay
it's
attention,
true.
Gotta
yeah.
focus.
Yeah.
Number two, here it is, my dear. Cell phones. Cell phones at
number one.
Two. That includes texting and things like messing with your GPS. It should be why are you like not? Let's be honest here.
Not me?
Would you? Let's be honest here, Carla. Let's be totally honest. That,
Mike, you flip me out because now you're looking at her in the monitor, and I think you're yelling
honest.
At me. So you
I know.
Look
that's why I'm
her.
Like me,
Carla. I'm looking at you. Oz is going to get another camera installed down here eventually. It's going to happen.
Okay, you're looking at me. Be honest.
The texting and you're
I do
using
it at
your
red
phone.
Lights.
It doesn't. You shouldn't do it at all. Am I right, Rob? You shouldn't
this
do it
is
at
true.
All.
Hey,
shouldn't
Rob.
Shouldn't do it at all.
Tried carefully, man.
Well, Rob, Carla, you're not owning
I wasn't texting when I flipped my car. All right, how about that?
Yeah.
And here's the one that might apply to
Ooh.
Rob Spivak.
Oh okay? yes, let's still pick on Rob. Let's pick on Rob.
It's number one, and from all the information we garnered. On our major TMOS investigation of Rob's flipping the van over.
It was not a van. It was an automobile.
An automobile. Daydreaming. You're bored and just not paying attention.
Rob, that's, the daydreamer.
I will cop to that.
Aww.
I think the reason that daydreaming would technically be the reason, but I also was totally zoned out because it was the day after Mark's funeral. Mm-hmm. And I just was in a different weird headspace. Granted, should not have been driving that day. I realize that in
How
retrospect.
How despicable it is to use the death of your best friend as an excuse for your poor driving habits.
Not as despicable as using the death of my best friend to get free tickets to King's Dominion.
Wow,
you know, he
that
would love it. He would.
Yes,
finally
he would.
Today, cops near Augusta, Georgia, got a call about a domestic dispute Sunday night. Unfortunately, there'd been a stabbing. The victim was in the middle of a big argument with his on-again, off-again girlfriend when things turned physical. She grabbed a fork.
Wow.
She stabbed him in the butt with it.
Wow.
She told police she just poked his butt, but he described it as a full-on stabbing.
Yeah.
And it sounds like he'll survive. They could have arrested her for assault, but she left, and the boyfriend decided not to press charges. Big mistake.
Yeah.
Big
mistake. Always press the charges, because yes. they're going to do it again.
Cops say they advised the man on how to get a temporary restraining order. Later on, they made up. She came over, made him dinner, a nice lasagna, but he told her it tasted like ass.
Oh, no.
He goes, I want to tell you, wild. That's a wild.
Taste and smell.
That's some wild stuff, ladies and gentlemen.
What is that, this, Parmesan?
This lasagna tastes like ass. You know what it tastes like? That salsa I got from the
everything.
The Trump store.
Well, I mean, yeah.
That's another story. Hey, we'll talk about dogs when we come back, everybody. God, the show flies by lately. I don't know what's
going on. Are you going to let her read this one, Mike?
Oh, okay. Here you go, Carly. You take it from the second line.
Okay. Important TMOS news, everybody. Listen up. Announcing the official TMOS Don't Get Happy t-shirt now available. Okay, guys? If you want to be a member in good standing of the TMOS DGH Society, you need to get this official apparel, okay? This is striking navy blue and gold t-shirt. It's available in all sizes, and it's also available in ladies' V-neck. Okay, ladies, do you hear that? This is for you. These shirts are roomy, breathable, moisture-wicking, and having Posi Charge technology, which
Posi
is nice.
Posi Charge.
Posi Charge. I don't even know what that is, but it's nice.
You wrote it.
And you copied it.
Yeah.
So visit our store. It is open always. That means it is open 24 hours. But these shirts are only available until April the 30th. So mark your calendars, because after that, they are gone. Plus, pick up a Mike O'Mara Show koozie. And so, yeah, it's required summertime paraphernalia. Keep your hands dry and keep
your drink
cold. Thank you, Rob. So hurry up and support the show that you love. That would be the podcast, TMOS. Every purchase keeps the laughs coming. TMOSstore.com, the official source for all things TMOS. Official, authentic, awesome. Thank you for your support. And remember our Rob motto. Remember our motto, Rob.
Hold on. Rewind. Try it again.
Authentic and awesome. Thank you for your support. And remember our motto, Rob.
If you don't buy it, we won't sell it.
Hey!
You know what? You're doing fine.
Thank you.
I'm delighted to have you here.
Yeah.
I'm very, very happy. So Carla knows more about this than I do. But I have to agree with you, Carla, when you say that since we lost Frankie, Winslow's been a little out of sorts. He had his little companion, even though they didn't interact.
Right.
He had another dog. Slept the day away.
Yeah.
They hung out, and he can tell. And I agree with you 100%.
Did they have a little bit of a rivalry?
No.
I guess Frankie was too old.
A little bit. Frankie was old, but they definitely had a little, you hear Frankie, Winslow would get up on the couch and go near Frankie, and Frankie would go, yeah.
And I've got the same thing going with Sebastian and Linus, but I can tell they love each other, but there's a little bit of a rivalry.
I think Winslow loved Frankie, but Frankie didn't love Winslow.
I think you're probably right about that. So Carla is making noise about that, and then comes home a couple of weeks ago with...
the most recent
Friday.
No,
the one before
yes, thank you.
So what's the deal with this Frenchie, and why did she ghost us?
I don't know, to answer your question. With that said, I saw on Facebook,
I know, but you can't see your eyes. You can't see your eyes. You're not Charlie Daniels, for God's sake.
This
and Mike, how many times have you said that as a compliment?
Carla's not Charlie Daniels.
You're not married to Charlie Daniels.
Let the people see your eyes. My God.
Yeah.
Okay. So on Facebook, we were having a beer at the bar, and all of a sudden I'm scrolling through that Facebook and I'm like, oh my gosh, there's a Frenchie. Like, how perfect is this timing? So it's on my friend's feed. And so I reach out and she's like, oh, great. And I am the first comment. I was the first. That is so
how close of a friend is she? Is she more of an acquaintance?
She teaches at my son's school. And she was also a...
Our son's.
Well, that's right.
Or did she just reveal something?
So either way, Secrets are being spilled.
So anyway, no wonder Oz was so ready to jump in.
So she sends me this link saying, oh my gosh, this is my mother's little, I don't know, what was it? My mother's
advertisement?
Yeah.
Post? Service dog?
No, this was my mother, I guess.
Lover?
Yeah, something like that. So she said, fill out this application. So I'm like, I fill it out right then and I send it.
And it's a cute dog. Yeah. And a Frenchie is a dog that we think would match up very well with the Boston Terrier.
Yeah, exactly. So do I get anything back? Do I hear anything? No. Then I go and look on the Facebook and everybody else is like, I want it, I want it. And she sends the same application to all of them.
So you think she just picked one and then blew off everybody else?
Well, I think that they want to get the dog adopted. That's the number one thing. Mm-hmm. So, but I was first. And I never heard anything. But,
I told Mike it was a scam from the word go.
Yeah, well, I don't think it was a scam, but...
Well, did you hear back from her? Did you get any sort of satisfaction at all? Then it's a scam.
Zero.
She scammed you.
And yeah, why?
What, to what end? What would be the you're going to go what?
I'm just kidding.
To what end, Rob? What would be the scam?
That's the thing that I don't get. But why would she go to the trouble to have you fill out an application?
When she had everybody fill out an application.
She's making people jump through hoops when there are a million dogs out there that can be rescued.
Yeah,
you know what? She should be jumping at the first person that can provide a stable home.
And that was us.
The whole thing didn't sit well with me.
No,
and
I didn't like it either.
How about this power trip?
Yeah,
it was a power trip.
Really?
I think so, because she just wanted to see everybody jump on. And I bet she gave it to her favorite.
I think she gave it to somebody she wanted to give it to.
Yeah,
and then everybody else just got ghosted.
I think she put it down. Nice.
Did you follow up? Did you ask? Did you send an email?
No.
What happened to the dog?
No.
Can you do that? Maybe just to find out, get closure on it a little bit.
I don't even care anymore.
Well,
but
I love the dog. I thought the dog was cute.
But
and
I
by
could.
The way,
but
I'm
did you
not...
meet the dog or is it just a picture?
Just a picture.
You know, Mike, dog might not have existed.
Now it's everybody. Rob is
conspiracy.
Q. Rob is actually Q. That's who he is.
How
with that.
Deep and dark can we go, Rob?
No, it's quick. Not deep and it's not dark. I'm sure the dog existed, but the fact that you have a stable home, with a dog,
not really
and previous dog owners. Well, the fact that you appear to have a stable home.
Thank you. Perception is reality.
You've
Rob.
Checked all the boxes. Mm. I think that she should have gone with you, and the fact she didn't makes me a little suspicious.
Makes me suspicious too. Mm.
Well,
so
and also since she works at the school and she interacts with all these people, she should be a little more responsible. And is there, you know, you usually when you want something, when it's a quest, you're a pit bull. Pardon the dog
analogy.
So
I believe in what's meant to be is meant to be. And
so you just move on.
I just move on just because it's like, okay, well, we weren't chosen. So obviously he wasn't, that dog was not the right dog for us.
Is that you? How good were the pictures? How many pictures did you see?
It was just one.
Yeah, it wasn't that good. No.
Is there any chance that it could be a human in a costume?
No, it's not.
A baby, yes.
Yes. What will be. Que sera, sera. That's the
FOS on today's show.
And real quick before we go to break here, I wanted to mention that last night Carla had a long work day, been working overtime for the show, really putting some hours in, and joined me at my son's football practice. And there is nothing.
Not yours.
What?
Ours.
Our sons. There is nothing.
It's a weird sort of dynamic today, guys.
Well, that's because she's here.
Yeah, I guess you're right. At least you're not talking
don't
about.
Don't make it awkward.
Can you
Mike?
Look at me once? Hi.
Hi. You don't have to make this awkward.
Yeah, I get the same
now
feeling.
You pushed me away. She just pushed me away under the table.
I did not. You didn't.
I get the same feeling when Carrie says, "Can you go get something? It's in my bedroom." I said, "You know, as far as I can tell, we've been sharing a bedroom for 30 years, so that would make wouldn't that make it our bedroom, Mr. Hahn?"
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
I just wanted to share this that there's nothing like youth sports right now, watching my kid, not because of winning, not because of losing, not because of athletic achievement, but because of the camaraderie that these kids have and watching them when they take their water breaks, when they run off the field, and just seeing them interact. And I think I leaned over to you last night and I said, is there anything more adorable than these kids.
What a great gift to give a child.
It's just
right?
Yeah. The idea of having them all participate in this,
yeah,
and they're just
grow
all
up together.
You know, they're soon going to be adolescents, and they're you know, they're all kind of like just these kids that are, you know, enjoying life
and you only get one.
Interacting and
nothing,
man,
better
it's,
than
it's
making
great.
A kid happy.
Yeah.
And
right.
it becomes more and more infrequent as they get older.
Oh, don't
so,
say
but,
that.
Well, it's
I
true.
Believe you.
So
I believe you.
Grab onto those moments. They're great.
But okay. Last week we played the Naples Hurricane. This week it's going to be another Naples team, the Naples Bears. As much as I like seeing them interact and I like the camaraderie, if they don't win the game, my son will be spending the rest of the weekend in the dog's crate.
Oh, no.
That's the way we roll. Hey, Rob, do you want to talk about 30 years ago, Shaq, or a hot new trend? It's your
dealer's
choice.
Let's talk about Shaq because I see where we're on the clock,
man.
And that's the problem. But Mike, you will love this story.
All right, I'm looking forward to that. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, more fun and more thrills. You, ladies and gentlemen, are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. How are things going at DermGlow School?
DermGlow is awesome.
That's great.
Hair regrowth, prescription skincare, prescription weight loss. All right, listen up.
I'll do it. It's time to discover the transformative power of DermGlowSkin.com for weight loss. Witness the results yourself. I've shed over 80 pounds, 85 to be exact. Never felt better. DermGlowSkin.com streamlines weight loss management effortlessly. Simply take a quick quiz, consult with a doctor, and have your weight loss medication delivered directly to you. No insurance needed. Once you begin, expect continuous medical support, clinically proven ingredients, and tailored care. All supplies are included, so you can start immediately. Don't hesitate. Isn't it time to shed up to 26% of your body weight? I'm living proof it works. Stop the food noise. Reclaim your true self. Get excited and reach out to Carla for any inquiries. She's right next
I'm
to
here.
Me. She's dedicated to assisting you. DermGlowSkin.com. Let's go. I love Shaquille O'Neal.
You do.
I think he's one of the great celebrities in America. He not only an incredible player in his day, but just an absolute iconic figure in media. Number one on my hit parade for guests too. I'd love to get him.
Would
on
you
show.
Tag him as a guy with a bad temper?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Then this absolutely. Yeah, I've seen it on even when it's joking, when he got mad at Charles for taking his time up on the NBA show. Yeah, he
so
can have a
funny
temper.
You would bring
jealousy.
That up.
Jealousy.
This goes back to 1996.
I'll knock your ass out.
He had just finished his final season in Orlando, but he was still at the top of his game, and he was on the U.S. basketball Olympic team.
Okay, and I remember the dream team.
Yeah, and it was so funny for him because the Olympics were in Atlanta, and he lived in Orlando, so he could literally commute to the Olympics. There was no flight. There was no need for him to live in the village. He was just, you know, a couple
not
hours
a, not
away.
Not a short drive.
Not a short drive, but certainly not requiring airfare. Okay. So they won the gold medal. The dream team won the gold medal in 96.
Right.
But the coach of the USA basketball team, his name was Lenny Wilkins, on the final game came up to Shaq and said that David Robinson was going to get more playing time because it was probably going to be his last game. Shaq was not cool with that, and he only got to play for 2 minutes in the end of the game.
Wow.
And so they win the game. They win the Olympic gold. They go through the ceremony. Shaq gets in his car to drive home, and he says, quote, "I was so pissed off after the ceremony, I drove home in my uniform and threw the goddamn medal out the window on I-75.
Oh my gosh,
wonder who found that.
To this day, nobody knows if it's been found because no one's ever claimed to have found it.
Wow.
So that's about 430 miles worth of searching, but somewhere out there is Shaq's gold medal.
I bet he threw it far.
Yeah, I bet he did too.
Well, I mean, there's a difference between giving a guy his due and giving Shaq only 2 minutes of playing time.
I know.
Right? I mean,
really
I don't know the particulars, but, you know, he's proud
still,
guy.
Mike, he's still pissed off enough that he says, I don't regret it.
I had no idea. Where did he say that? Did he say it on his show? Is that where he said it, or was it in an article?
It was in an article, I think. It comes from Entertainment Weekly is where I found it. But what's so funny about that, he's so pissed, he's still in his uniform driving home.
Can you imagine that? I'm imagining that right now.
Yeah. Okay, I mean, that would be a good chance for a distracted driver. if you're on that road and you look and you see Shaq in his uniform throwing a medal out the window.
My God, could you imagine if you saw him?
I just never understand why people tend to fly off the handle. I really don't get that at all.
Also, Mike, Shaq had his wife on his podcast that morning. So,
are you enjoying your experience?
Yeah, it's really fun to read the teleprompter. I can see why you like reading.
Yeah.
Did I ever say I liked it?
You can tell that you do. You can tell.
See, now the welcome is, if you were counting when the welcome was overstayed.
Is it threadbare?
It's a, the welcome a little.
But the good news is that Carla could be on Saturday Night Live. Because she likes reading.
Yeah, that's right. She wouldn't be like Patrick Mahomes.
Right.
Did you know Americans pay about twice as much for their wine? What? Are we okay?
Yeah, we're good. Right? I just hit the wrong button. That's on me.
Did you know Americans pay about twice as much for their wine as the rest of the world? Why? Because laws dating back to Prohibition ensure the right of wholesalers to make big margins. That's nuts. So listen up. This podcast is sponsored by Naked Wines, a subscription service that seamlessly connects you to the finest independent winemakers on the planet. So you get a box of the market's best quality wines for a fraction of the price you'd normally pay in stores. Plus, you can pause or cancel at any time. And the wine that I have received and we enjoyed, certainly around Thanksgiving, it was the best wine. Not a clinker!
No
clinker! Not
a clinker
in the case! Go to nakedwines.com/TMOS and click enter voucher in the top right when you get to the website. Then enter TMOS for both the code and password to get 6 bottles of wine for just $39.99 with shipping included. That's $100 off and less than $7 a bottle. nakedwines.com/TMOS. Use the code and password TMOS to grab 6 bottles for just $39.99. nakedwines.com/TMOS. Code and password TMOS for $100 off your first 6 bottles. And cheers, ladies and gentlemen. Take it away, flip side. Let me ask you something, Carla.
Yeah.
Let the element play, please.
Sorry. Okay. How are you feeling? You physically okay? You said you had a sore throat this morning.
I woke up with a little bit of a sore throat. I just think it's all the pressure leaving my body.
Thank you. Huh? I just was checking.
I would have said allergies.
He always says allergies. Are you okay, though? Are you feeling all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. Okay. I'll be fine.
Very good.
I'm always just fine.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Fine. Fine.
Powering through. All more right. Coffee. Maybe an afternoon nap. No, that's not going to happen today.
Okay.
But.
All right. Let's go. Let's move
on. Oh, we have bowling tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do.
Woohoo!
Yep. I'm excited.
What woke her up? She's talking now.
She is. Yes. Take it away, Rob.
This was created by Microsoft, and I probably shouldn't find it as entertaining as I do, but they used deepfake AI technology to make the Mona Lisa rap. Now, I know this is quite visual. I invite you to look at our video presentation. It's delightful. But if you're listening, just imagine a perfect image of the Mona Lisa
rapping.
It's pretty great.
Yo, I'm a paparazzi. I don't play no Yahtzee. I go pop, 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 pop. My camera's up your crotch. See, I tell the truth from what I see and sell it to Perez Hilty. Don't call me scuzzy. Making money, that's my job. Celeb photography. What
amazing.
Hell? No, I'm not needy.
Isn't
I'm
great?
Legit, not stalkerazzi. Don't act so hotsy totsy, bitch. I know that you from Jersey.
I love it.
This is it. I mean, look. I get it. It is just, look, a lot of people, remember with the internet before it became part of our daily lives, we would always use examples. Well, there's the internet doing something good and making people smile and entertaining people. Entertainment value on AI is something I am enjoying more and more every time I see it.
I've watched it about 40 times. And
it's
the thing that's so great about it is her eye expressions change and her eyebrows go.
Give us it one more time.
One more time.
A little bit. Not the whole thing, but just a little
just
bit.
Just a taste.
Right.
Mike,
all
do right. look at the, just watch the eyes.
Yo,
the
I'm
eyes.
A paparazzi. I don't play no Yahtzee. I go pop, 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 pop. My camera's up your crotch. See, I tell the truth from what I see and sell it to Perez Hilty. Don't call me scuzzy. Making money. That's my job. Celeb
right.
photography.
That is awesome.
Love it.
Absolutely right.
Love
the eyes
that.
Are what does it. Oh,
all right.
Fantastic.
Let's say you're putting together a party and you do an Evite. There's several companies that do it now, and it's the common way. You know, you can do a save the date, and it's a great way to organize how you invite people to a party. But you're doing a party for your son, and instead of selecting people, you accidentally send out an invitation to every one of your contacts in your phone.
Accidentally?
Oh, wow.
Yes. And okay. Even better, Mike, it goes to how they're labeled in your phone, not necessarily their name. This lady had that happen to her.
I just made an Evite for my daughter's first birthday party. And on Evite, it says import contacts. And I thought it meant import to select through. No, it imported all 487 of my contacts and invited them to this birthday party. I only did invite my boss, all of my coworkers, all of the people that have ever been stored in my phone. But it sent an invitation based off of how they're stored in my phone. And I want you to just take a second and think about everyone stored in your phone and how they're stored in your phone. And then imagine them receiving an invitation. Derek Irol, he received an invitation. Jess hit her car in parking lot. Anyways, I have to quit or get a new identity. I don't even know.
Did she send an invite to her dentist? I'm sorry. That was
that's
totally
great.
Inappropriate
that's
with
great.
That.
You
know what?
You
know what's really sad?
What's
this
that?
Is what I was thinking about when you were playing that.
What?
If I sent them out, it would they would this is so sad.
Oh my.
Carla, this is gonna
don't
make
even.
You sad.
Why do we have to go there?
What?
I already know where you're going.
I scrolled the other day trying to find a name of somebody for some particular household service, and I realized how many people aren't around anymore.
Aww.
Yeah. It was horrible. Horrible. Yeah. Really, really. You know, and much worse for me than for you, Rob. I know you, but I mean, it's just stunning.
I used
sometimes.
To have an address book, and I mean, literally old school, and it was yeah. always sad to cross someone out.
Hey,
but
remember,
whenever I got sad, I just thought of this.
See what? Hell no, I'm not needy. I'm legit, not Sakarazzi. Don't act so hotsy totsy, bitch. I know that you from Jersey.
That's what I think of.
Hey, and just remember, Rob, Mike knows more dead people than you do.
There you
that's
go.
Right.
Yeah. Competitive in every way. Competitive in
so
every
I,
possible
So I send him
way.
Congratulations with a question mark. Mm-hmm. Mike, do you toast your bread?
Yes,
depending
and butter it too.
I believe he was asking on me.
I'm just having fun.
Yeah, I know you are. Glad you've
I think we
yourself.
All are.
That's great.
Okay,
well, I know the listeners like it when you visit, and this has been a very, very, I think it's gone fine.
Okay.
Well, then fine. Yeah, toast it, you mean for sandwiches or for like eggs
just as
and
a rule.
Bacon?
Yeah, I mean, do you, as because here's the deal. When you
yeah,
toast
I mean,
bread,
I toast it sometimes. I don't toast it. Other
when it
times.
Turns,
you toast
my,
your bread.
When it turns brown, that is called the Maillard effect, and it is the conversion of starch using heat. But did you know that toasted bread is actually better for you? So saith Dr. Karan Rajan.
If you take a slice of white bread and toast it, you end up lowering the glycemic index of the bread. This means it's broken down more slowly, causing a more gradual rise in blood sugar levels. If you take a slice of white bread and then freeze it and then defrost it and toast it again, you could lower the glycemic index of the bread by almost double. This all happens because more retrograded starch is formed. And retrograded starch is a type of resistant starch which is beneficial for your gut health, but also improves satiety, keeping you fuller for longer.
How about that?
And we are a family of bread freezers,
so,
too, are we not?
I was going to say, we freeze our bread. We've been doing well.
Yeah, we freeze our bread. We buy it in bulk, and then we freeze it. We have right now, currently, in the house, 47 loaves of bread.
Too many.
I didn't know, Mike, we were so alive. I only eat frozen bread.
Yeah, not toasted, though.
No, never. Never,
it's
never.
Good.
As Rob likes to say, as long as it's crunchy, that's all that matters to me.
Congratulations, Cooper. Cooper is 9, and Cooper just won the national, imitate a seagull contest, and
okay.
I suppose that's fine, but you know what, Dad? Don't put Cooper in a costume.
3, 2, 1.
Stunning.
The only reason
where is the cheering coming from?
The people that are watching, and this is in Great Britain. So
is he is he doing this in a large room with people observing?
Yes.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Dad looks scary. Yeah.
I know. He is going to be a troubled child when he grows up. But I think the most entertaining thing, Mike, is it's a closed caption video, and the closed captions say squawk, 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 squawk.
I have to say this, being from the great state of Maine, surrounded by seagulls quite often, that when he does that it's like a little shaky, and then when he gets into the regular thing, can you play it one more time
of
for
course.
Us please?
Yeah,
I'd love to hear it.
I do you hate seagulls as I do? And it's not just
I'm not a fan. Sea rats is what we call them up there.
3, 2, 1
I see why they love it.
Yeah.
Cooper!
Yay, wow. Cooper.
Yeah, I agree with the outfit. Why do you do that? The kid's got an ability. Don't diminish it by putting a stupid suit on.
But he looks so cute in
it.
He
is cute. He's adorable. He loves his talent, too. Good for him. Wonderful.
If any therapists want to call me, I'll hook you up with Cooper.
Cooper!
And Mike, let's close with this. Last night was the long-awaited, special where they interviewed Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sylvester Stallone together.
Okay.
And they asked them who would be on their action star Mount Rushmore. This is a conversation people have a lot of time. You know, Rob Mayer is real big with that. If a topic comes up, he'll say, who is your something Mount Rushmore? And he wants your top four. So here's what they said.
Oh, wow. That's a tough one.
I would put Clint on it. Clint Eastwood was always my hero, my inspiration. He was one of those guys, just like Rich Park in bodybuilding, that spent time with me and talked to me. And what can you have to come up with?
I think it goes to Bruce. See, he's a very multifaceted guy. He can do drama and comedy and whatever, and all the same. But he was in quite a few seminal action films. Like Die Hard's a classic, and those things don't go away.
But Arnold changed his answer later. He said that he would like a huge stone carving of a steroid. That would be his action.
And then he launched into a seagull impression. That's it.
The costume was
or
great.
Or the maid.
Thank you, Carla, for joining us on the show
Yay,
today.
Yay, Carla.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Hope you had a good time.
I did.
Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Show store, tmosstore.com, for your koozies. For your brand new Don't Get Happy Society t-shirts, and constantly evolving.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, I have plenty more to put on there and just getting it together. So stay tuned for a lot more merchandise.
Great ending.
Hey!
For Carla and for Rob Spiewak, this is Mike O'Mara and the Great and Powerful Oz. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye.
TMOSstore.com. Use it.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ah, you lost again.
Oh, you left out a bunch of stuff.
Oh, you should see what it looks like from out here.
That's the kind of comedy we specialize in. Clean, unfunny humor.
Cotton nail bath tissue.